Hey guys, welcome to CryptoLife 365 day 36. Sorry, just having another one of those kind of slow down days. I don't know if it's the weather or something else, but just haven't really felt very motivated today. Tomorrow hopefully be a little better plan. I'm doing another flight class, so looking forward to flying around in classes, training for my instrument flight training flight rating again. Then in the morning, we're going to try to find, try to see if we can refinance the house we currently live in. Our idea is that we paid down half of it using our old house already, so we are actually going to be moving to a new place. And this house we're in right now, we want to rent out. And in order to do that and get some cash flow out of it, we have to refinance it out to 30 years again, which will reduce our monthly mortgage payments considerably, but will allow us to rent it out and for quite a bit more and have a lot of cash to help with the new house. Unfortunately, the issue that I keep running into is that since I am self-employed as an entrepreneur, I have my own corporation that I'm working for, but it's been less than a year that I worked for it. And since we have enough money that I got my spouse to retire last September too, even though we have plenty of cash to the point where I've been using collateral to buy a bunch of properties just straight out with cash, banks don't see us having any kind of income, so nobody wants to lend to us. Even credit cards are really kind of difficult to come across. Been wanting to get a Delta Gold card for a while, but it's just I can't because no income. We're considered unemployed, so we're considered like high risk or whatever. So tomorrow, we have a mortgage broker who helped us get the mortgage on this house. He's gonna see if he can get us refinanced based on capital depreciation. I guess that means that they're going to look at our other loans and see how much we're actually paying him down to get an estimate of what our quote-unquote income is. Because honestly, at this point, when I go to a bank and they say, "So what is your annual income?" My answer is, I mean, truthfully, it's what I need to spend money on. So if I need to go on a vacation, I take out some money and I spend it. If I don't, I don't. So my income per year is effectively what I need to actually buy or spend money on, which is not a W-2 type of income. I still have the option of writing myself a W-2 since I do have a full C corp, which would be, well, would be weird. Effectively, I can borrow money, lend it to my corporation, pay myself a paycheck with a W-2, and then declare that as income and use that money to pay off the loan. And then what I will end up with is, my corporation owes me money and like tax-free, I guess. And I have a massive income, even though I did not actually get any money because I just borrowed it, gave it to my corporation. My corporation gave it back to me and they returned the money. But from a bank perspective, they'll see it as, oh, I have an actual income. The only downside to this is that since it would be a W-2, I would have to pay taxes on it. And unfortunately, like people who have normal jobs, they have to pay a massive amount of tax. I mean, not massive, but it would be like 20, 30% if you combine all the Social Security, federal, state, local, all the other stuff. If you're self-employed, you actually pay a lot less. If you have a corporation, you can make it so you almost pay nothing at all. So yay for accounting and knowing how to do that. But yeah, basically my options are I can well effectively be kind of like lying or cheating to the bank to pretend like I have a lot of money, but I'll need to pay taxes on it, or I can just have the money and spend a little bit of my own money but not be able to get a loan. I'm told a year, maybe 2 years afterwards, once a corporation has established itself and has a constant stream of income, which we are having from properties, our rental properties have actually already started paying, and our flips should be, the first one should finish selling by the end of this month. Once we establish an actual income, then I'm told banks will actually be willing to work with companies like mine. But until then, it's just a slow grind and trying to keep ourselves, I guess, how do they say that, above the water surface or whatever, basically keep ourselves from drowning in debt. So I'll just keep on keeping on. And hopefully tomorrow might be some good news with being able to refinance. Other than that, it's just same old, same old. Still catching up on accounting, still working on the presentation for CryptoLina next week. Still have a whole lot of things to do with current properties too. But yeah, just has to get done. Anyway, I'm going to get to bed and just leave it at that. Good night.